Other income. Current year, $109,869. Previous year, $66,953. Change, 64.10%. Some of the biggest missed opportunities for generating income in investment property are fees. Here are some common things we charge fees for on my properties. If you're not charging fees in these areas, you are missing out on some huge income potential. The ranges will vary based on market conditions and management philosophy. Rental applications. Paid by the applicant for the opportunity to move in, $25 to $100 each. Administrative fees for processing leases, $100 to $500 per move-in. Non-refundable deposits for pets for potential pet damage, $100 to $1,000. Monthly pet rent. Pet owners will pay more rent, $10 to $50. Billing residents back for damages, pets, children, general. It varies based upon incident. Laundry income. Owner provided laundry machines, $1 to $2 per load per machine. Late fees for paying after the due date in the lease, $25 to $100 plus $5 to $15 per day. Non-sufficient funds fees. Bounce checks cost you, $25 to $50. Don't forget to also get late fees. Parking, carports, garages, $25 to $200 depending upon the type of parking and supply and demand in the area. Corporate rent income, short-term furnished, $500 to $1,000 extra per month, depends on term. Month-to-month fees for residents that do not renew their lease for extended periods, $50 to $200 per month extra. And buyout fee, relocations or lease breaks, 1 month's rent. For your property, there may be others. Each property will have unique opportunities to generate other income. When creating a new budget, each one should have its own line item. In determining our new other income budgetary number, we will have to first determine if there are any other areas where we might be able to generate other income that we have not taken advantage of. For the sake of our property, let's assume that we are collecting in every area for other income that is possible. Second, we need to check our market survey. Are the property's fees in line with the market? If most properties are charging $50 for a rental application and we are charging $25, it makes sense to raise that fee to $50. Little additions like that add up big in the end. Third, as you will see when we cover expenses, we will have researched the coming year's utilities. If there's going to be an increase in utility costs, then we will have to adjust our expected income for the new budget accordingly. Operating expenses. Operational expenses are much more controllable than income. For this reason, you should pay close attention to your budget throughout the year to make sure that you are within your budgetary expectations. If you are not, you should take a close look at why. In my company, we generate monthly variance reports that the managers use to explain any positive or negative variances in budgetary categories. Sometimes the variances are unavoidable. A change in market conditions that is not foreseen, like the spike in insurance rates after Hurricane Katrina, or an unexpected plumbing repair, can bust your budget. We will next examine a property's annual operating expenses and how they compare to the previous year. Professional management expense. Current year, $46,337. Previous year, $47,727. Change, 2.91%. If you are using a professional management company, you will have to budget a fee that is paid to them. Depending on the size of the property, these fees will vary. This is something we'll get into in more detail later in the audiobook. For now, we'll stay within the context of our example. The management fee should be a percentage of the total income collected for the property. Never sign a management agreement that is a flat fee only. I always feel that if the property management company's income is based on income performance, that they will put in much more effort. This is probably the easiest category to budget for. Chances are that if you are using property management, you already have a contract in place with a constant percentage. In the case of our property here, it is 3% of the gross income. We will use that percentage for our new budget. $1,544,566 multiplied by 0.03 equals $46,337.